It's a great day for some fun facts. Let's dive in.
In the U.S., all racehorses officially turn a year older on January 1st, regardless of their actual birth date. This standardization was implemented to simplify age-related racing restrictions since most horse races are categorized by age groups. The same rule applies in Northern Hemisphere countries, while in Southern Hemisphere countries like Australia and New Zealand, horses celebrate their communal birthday on August 1 due to differences in breeding seasons. This system has been widely accepted despite its potential disadvantages for late-born foals.
Chocolate is a highly popular commodity worldwide, with consumers spending over $7 billion annually. This expenditure reflects the high demand for chocolate, driven by its widespread use in various products such as confectionery items, beverages, and desserts. The United States is the largest consumer of chocolate globally. Major companies like Mars Incorporated, Nestle SA, and Hershey's dominate this lucrative market. Despite health concerns related to sugar content, dark chocolate has gained popularity due to its potential health benefits.
In 2001, the five most valuable brands were Coca-Cola, Microsoft, IBM, GE, and Nokia. Coca-Cola led with its globally recognized beverage products. Microsoft was second due to its dominance in computer software. IBM's value came from their innovative technology solutions, while GE's diverse portfolio of businesses contributed to its high ranking. Nokia was a leader in mobile phones at that time, which boosted their brand value significantly. These rankings reflect the company's financial performance and global influence during that period.
Julie Nixon, born in 1948, is the younger daughter of Richard Nixon, the 37th U.S. president. She married David Eisenhower, grandson of Dwight D. Eisenhower, who was the 34th U.S. president and a five-star general during World War II. Their marriage in December 1968 created a unique union between two prominent political families in American history. Both Julie and David are authors. She wrote Pat Nixon, The Untold Story, while he penned Going Home to Glory, a memoir of life with Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Jan Davis and Mark Lee, both NASA astronauts, made history as the first married couple to travel together in space. They were part of the crew on Space Shuttle Endeavour's STS-47 mission from September 12 to 20, 1992. The mission was a cooperative venture between Japan and the United States with scientific objectives focusing on materials science, life sciences, and technology development. Despite concerns about potential emotional issues or favoritism affecting missions, their relationship reportedly caused no problems during this historic flight.
Bats, specifically insectivorous species, use echolocation as a biological sonar to navigate and find food. They emit high-frequency sounds that bounce off objects in their environment, including insects up to 18 feet away. The returning echoes provide detailed information about the object's distance, size, shape, and even texture. This allows bats not only to locate their prey, but also identify its type, whether it's a moth or beetle, for instance. Echolocation is so precise that bats can detect objects as thin as a human hair.
Caffeine, chemically known as 1,3,7-trimethylxanthine, is a natural stimulant most commonly found in tea and coffee. It's an alkaloid compound that stimulates the central nervous system. The name 1,3,7-trimethylxanthine refers to its molecular structure, which includes three methyl groups on a xanthine backbone. Xanthines are a type of purine base found in most human body tissues and fluids and certain plants. Caffeine has various effects on the body, including increased heart rate and alertness.
Simply Red, a British soul pop band, was formed in 1985 by lead vocalist Mick Hucknall. The name Simply Red is indeed inspired by Hucknall's distinctive red hair. However, it also has political undertones, as Hucknall was a supporter of the left-wing Labour Party and its color is red. Their music style blends reggae, jazz, pop, and blue-eyed soul, which led to their global success with hits like Holding Back the Years and If You Don't Know Me By Now.
We hope you enjoyed today's fact-filled session. I'm Amalia Dupre.
And I'm Montgomery Jones. It's time to say goodbye for now. See you tomorrow. If you liked this episode, then check out our other podcast, the Daily Life Pro Tips Podcast. Improve your life with practical tips in less than 10 minutes a day. Search for Daily Life Pro Tips in your podcast app or check the show notes page for links. This podcast is produced by Classic Studios. Please see the show notes page for fact credits. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing it with your friends.